Hey everyone, thank you for tuning into The Sampler, the only podcast that satisfies your weekly news needs. I'm Mandy Aracena with all of the must-know news stories of the week. First on the plate, Iran. A nuclear deal has finally been reached. On Tuesday, the United States and other world powers reached a long-term deal with Iran that is set to prevent Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. President Obama said,
"This deal is our best means of assuring that Iran does not get a nuclear weapon. And from the start, that has been my number one priority, our number one priority."
The deal allows Iran to get relief from sanctions in exchange for limiting its nuclear activities. Iran will be allowed to continue its atomic program, but only for peaceful purposes. It's no surprise that President Obama has received plenty of backlash from this deal. A few Republican candidates have slammed the president and this deal. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, believes the deal is dangerous, stating,
"It's not a question of not talking to the Iranians. It's a question of what they say about us. They're the enemy of peace in the world. They're your enemies. Don't empower your enemies. Don't let them have their yellow cake and eat it too."
On Monday, the UN Security Council is set to vote on a resolution endorsing the deal. And if passed, it will allow the deal to become international law. And in the States, four Marines and a Navy officer were killed after several military recruiting offices were attacked in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Gunman Mohammed Yusuf Al-Budassi's first opened fire at a recruiting center and then moved to a U.S. Navy facility. Al-Budassi's was shot and killed by Chattanooga police officers after the rampage. Security is now being increased across the country in military recruiting sites. On Twitter, ISIS supporters have praised the attacks, although the terrorist group has not officially claimed responsibility. The FBI is now investigating whether ISIS online propaganda influenced a 24-year-old. From one crisis to another, the situation in Greece heats up as Germany votes to go forward with the Greek bailout. Opposition to the bailout continues to grow as many question whether Greece would be better off leaving the European common currency. This would be Greece's third bailout in 5 years, and Chancellor Angela Merkel believes that it's the last attempt to bring order to Greece's finances and build a functioning state. And some say that bad publicity can be good too, right? Well, it sure seems so in the case of Donald Trump. A new poll done by Fox News shows that Trump continues to rise in the polls, with 18% of likely Republican primary voters saying that they would vote for the billionaire. And Trump continues to stir controversy, not only with his anti-Mexican comments, but is now taking a stab at Senator John McCain.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured.
The rest of Republican candidates were quick to voice their opinion on Twitter. Governor Rick Perry tweeted, "McCain is an American hero, and all prisoners of war deserve our nation's highest debt of gratitude. Trump's comments are disrespectful." And just after 12 hours of deliberation, the jurors of the James Holmes trial finally reached a verdict. James Holmes was found guilty of 24 counts of first-degree murder. There was no doubt that Holmes was the murderer, but his sanity was constantly questioned by jurors. Did he know what he was doing despite being mentally ill? Well, the jurors agreed that it was murder, deliberate and intentional. Next up for the jurors, should Holmes pay for his crime with his life? The penalty phase of the trial is expected to begin next Wednesday and last about a month. And on a brighter note, business junkies rejoice. Google stocks closed at a record $699.62, adding $60 billion to its stock in just one day. It's the biggest one-day gain value ever for a U.S. company. Apple once held that record with a $46.4 billion surge in 2012. It's safe to say that Google investors are indeed having Christmas in July. Nigeria. Now there's a country that hasn't been spoken of in a while. A bombing attack targeting Muslim prayer grounds in Nigeria killed 9 people and injured 18. The most shocking part? An elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl were the ones who carried the explosives used in the attack. Just a day earlier, 2 simultaneous bombings ripped through a market in the city of Gombe, capital of neighboring Gombe State, killing at least 48 people and injuring 58 others, according to a Red Cross official. The deadly attack struck a region where violence blamed on the Islamic militant group Boko Haram has killed hundreds of people in recent weeks. And now, what's sure to be making headlines next week, Cuba will reopen its embassy in Washington, D.C. on Monday. This is following 54 years of hostility, and hundreds of people, including U.S. lawmakers, are expected to join the visiting Cuban foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, in a symbolic ceremony in which Cuba will raise its flag over a limestone mansion in the nation's capital. Thank you for tuning into The Sampler, satisfying your weekly news needs. If you'd like to be informed of the latest breaking news, feel free to follow me on Twitter at TheMandyAracena and tweet me with the hashtag TheSampler. Wishing my listeners a very happy week, I'm Mandy Aracena.